Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. And Mike, thanks to everybody who pledged during the fund drive so we could be back in our normal slot this week.
We thank each and every one of you. You are all awesome.
And before the fund drive, I left everybody with a challenge, so let's clear that up.
All right.
I said, start with the phrase folk singer. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a six-letter competitor and a four-letter verb associated with that type of competitor. What are the words?
The competitor you are talking about is a golfer, and the verb is sink, as in sink a putt.
That's right, which I usually don't do when I'm out there.
All right, Ian. On February 15th, 1946, the computer known as ENIAC was officially dedicated at the University of Pennsylvania. In operation since December of 1945, the Electronic Numerical Integrator and Computer was among the first general-purpose computers. It was designed to calculate artillery firing tables, and the first program it ran was a feasibility study of a thermonuclear weapon. It could perform 5,000 simple additions or subtractions per second and could run complex programs, some of which took days or weeks to correctly input into the machine. To commemorate ENIAC's dedication, this week our questions are about the letters E, N, I, A, and C.
Okie doke.
First up, while no chemical element on the periodic table has the symbol E, there are three whose symbols start with E. Erbium, symbol ER, europium, symbol EU, and an element with symbol ES, named for which scientist associated with a formula starting with the letter E.
It's called einsteinium, right?
That's right, and it's named for, therefore,
Einstein.
Albert Einstein is right.
And what about antimony?
Don't you start with me. A psychiatric patient is the title character of the novella N, which appears in a 1998 collection of stories called Just After Sunset. The novella mentions the cities of Castle Rock and Chester's Mill, the latter of which is the setting for the novel Under the Dome, and was written by what author?
Stephen King.
That's right. A yellow lowercase I inside a black oval with an orange border is the logo on the costumes of what team of superheroes? A logo which is also used as one of the logos for the film in which they appear.
I'm going to take a stab and say Incredibles.
That's right. It's the Incredibles. And when the Incredibles 2 came out, they adapted that logo so the stem of the I looks like a Roman numeral 2.
Ah.
With the same dot over it. Yeah. A, the fifth song on the 1994 album Maybe You Should Drive, was released by what Canadian band, 2 years after their song If I Had $1 Million, and 4 years before their hit One Week?
Bare Naked Ladies.
That is correct.
Thanks for the additional info.
You're welcome. And finally, teams in the NHL are allowed to select one player to serve as captain, who wears the letter C on their jersey. To date, the only player to captain two NHL teams that won the Stanley Cup is Mark Messier, who did it 5 times with the Edmonton Oilers between 1984 and 1990, and again in 1994 with what team, who ended a 54-year drought with that championship?
The waiting is over! The New York Rangers.
That's right. Mark Messier is also, to date, the oldest permanent captain in NHL history. When he was captain of the Rangers during the 2003-04 season, he was 43. Not sure if it's a coincidence, but you can spell Ian using some of the letters of ENIAC. Let us know how well you did. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show. Some extra credit or this challenge from our supercomputer, Mike Nothnagel.
You're not using that word correctly. Start with the word computer. Change one letter to two of a different letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, 4 letters, 5 letters, that means break. What is the phrase?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.